Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Christian Counseling Training Institute Life Coach Class for the fourth unit for 2021. I believe it's Elder Charita is on the line. She will bring us an update to our class. Elder Charita? Okay.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome. This is Apostle Shanette, and I am so glad that you are here with us today as we begin to bring conclusion to this particular session of CCTI. Thank you all so much. You all have been so wonderful in all of the adjustments that have been made. And so, you know, as you all are going through this life coach training, you know, for these essential workers and coaching in the midst of a crisis, you all are definitely soaring. So I definitely appreciate that. Thank you so much. And so I wanted to use this evening to kind of make clear some assignments, to make some assessments as to where individuals were at, to talk about what your assignments will be over the break, and to address any questions that individuals may have as it relates to where we're at in our process. Because everyone did not start the training at the same time, people are in various places in the process. And so it isn't necessarily that we have to wait for each group of people to catch up. However, it's just going to sound like the assignments are just going to possibly sound, you know, a little redundant or confusing, depending on when you signed up for the actual life coaching class. So part of what you have been responsible, so based off of that, does anybody have any questions before we continue forward? I believe everybody's phones are, their lines are open, no one is on mute, and so please, does anybody have any questions, comments, and or concerns?
This is Minister Brenda, and I was wondering how many assignments did we have in total so we can know if we missed anything?
Well, Minister Brenda, I'm glad that you asked. I shared with Overseer earlier, I said, well, the assignments are going to vary according to the individual. Because in talking with some of the individual students, Holy Spirit instructed them to do something else based off of the people group that they were preparing for. So what we'll do, I told her that I would use you and Evangelist Katie. What we'll do is we'll go down the list of what you've been given, and then we will help students make the assessment if those assignments were for them as well. So this is very purposeful. So you want to go down your list?
Yes. Let me grab that.
Not a problem. Not a problem at all. As Minister Brenda does that, does anybody else have any questions, concerns, or any input or anything before we move forward? Say that again, please. Okay, well, if not, I definitely recommend that everyone that's online begin to look at the work that you have, the work that you, let's say, recall, the work that you felt led to do, or what input you led to, you were led to do on individual assignments. And then we will go from there. All right, are we ready? Wonderful. Who's saying? Not sure.
I think maybe you're hearing me.
Hello, Evangelist Baby.
I just had the email and I was trying to pull it back up here. Oh, here it is. Oh, well, final. Okay, you said must complete a minimum of 100, meaning coaching sessions?
Yeah, that is going to be related to your virtual chat sessions and the assignment that we're going to talk about today.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I read it right. Okay.
Our focus primarily has been on developing the curriculum of Christ in the midst of crisis, how we communicate change and how we communicate change so the individuals can be conformed to the likeness of Christ. We've done a lot. Part of it had to do with, as we are called to be these essential workers, you know, how do we utilize Scripture in everyday living? How do we allow Scripture to become our foundation? How do we allow Scripture to become our go-to? How do we allow Scripture to bring us to a place of emotional and relational readiness and to be emotionally and relationally healthy? And we spent some time talking about the search for significance, the trip in. You all did some assessments, and we talked about the performance trap, the approval addict, blame game, shame, and things of that nature. And then we took some time. I don't think that we got to the emotional wheel, but that is something that we will give you all the opportunity to prepare over this break. We did spend some time just talking about, you know, not being afraid of what other people think or believe about us, to stop lying to ourselves, to allow our flesh to be crucified, as opposed to the promises and precepts of God in our life. Part of all of that looks like, you know, get off the throne, because Christ should be on the throne, not us. We talked about dealing with our anger, just dealing with some of our emotions. And I loved, I think part of where we begin to really have fun is when we start talking about our faulty thinking. And it was at that point that we had some fun with the database as we were creating these databases of false beliefs. And so I believe I heard Minister Brenda say she was ready, and we'll use her list to go down them, and then we'll talk about what each person is responsible for. And it is expected that individuals will be responsible for some things that may not be on the other person's list. Because in your preparation, Holy Spirit led you to go do something specific or tailored to a design for the people that he is sending your way. So your curriculum for Christ is based, the crisis that you will be called to address, and the culture that you'll be called to address. All right, Minister Brenda.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I think I've got most of them. I started on the curriculum guide for emotional healing, developing a curriculum of study for emotional healing. And then the other one was a put on and put off list.
Mm-hmm.
And, Why Do You Hate God? That one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if this was part of yours or part the case studies.
Yes.
Okay. The four case studies. Three biblical characters and one somebody that you knew. And the other one was the definition of the four definitions, and where you would also give scripture references for them. And I think that's all I've got. I'm not sure.
Okay.
That sounds pretty close.
You're definitely in the ballpark. So two thumbs up. Does anybody have anything else that is not on her list or that you were prompted by the Holy Spirit to do?
Hello?
Yes.
This is Evangelist Lejean. I think I have the 25 root words that has been spoken. And
the 25, say that again.
The 25 rooted words that have been spoken, I think, over our lives. I'm going to go into that. Got the recognition. I think that's it. That's coming up.
Okay. Evangelist Lejean. Anybody else? Well, everyone was responsible for their database of false beliefs and how you begin to dismantle using scriptures, how you begin to dismantle that, and then using scriptures to replace the lie of the enemy with the truth of the Word of God.
Oh, I got that.
I believe the other area we dealt with, everybody was responsible for dealing with emotional scars. And again, that is just, I don't want to trivialize it, but dealing with emotional scars, again, was a scriptorial look at the woundedness and or the brokenness or the lie of the enemy that we believe. So, if you think about the areas of life, and you should be making a note of this, because as you do your check, and as you begin to work on your curriculum, continue to work on your curriculum for Christ, this to be in it, even if you want to write the emotional scars on Band-Aids, because what we're going to eat, and write them on Band-Aids, if you want to put a picture of the human body, but preferably it is set up in a way, I didn't give you that assignment when we spoke earlier. I'm just going into a little more detail with you now so that you are prepared for when we come back. But you're going to be responsible, as you have already looked at emotional scars, where they sit on the human body, and we're going to do something called tracing our pain. And we're going to look at the correlation between pain, physical pain within our body, and emotional and spiritual pain, and how those how they relate to each other and how they manifest within our mind, body, soul, and spirit. Okay.
Now, can the list you gave us before, and this list that you're giving us now, because some of the things that's on my list may cross over.
That's fine. That's again how this is played out. I definitely expect each person to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Now, if you need some insight and some direction, or you're toiling with some things, you know, do I go left or right or whatever, I am definitely available for consultation on that. But I don't want this to be so regimented that, you know, I gave you an outline and you followed it. I want you to go, okay, Lord, you know who you're sending me to talk to, or to what issues you're calling me to address. What is it we need to do to be productive?
Okay.
Okay, did anybody else have anything else? Hello?
Hello, this is Loretta.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. All right. I just want a little more clarity. So when we are led to whomever, then we assess what their issue is, say if it's depression, and then we go back and give them scripture for how to counteract it. Is that kind of what I'm hearing that we're sort of doing?
Okay, so now what you're doing is you're bridging both classes together, this one and the previous one, because I don't necessarily want us to, for coaching, we're not necessarily making any clinical assessment.
Okay.
But as we hear people and as they share with us and a share or vent, whatever it may look like, we just want to connect them to scripture. So,
okay.
You know, one of the things we do is we listen, and we are phenomenal listeners. And what we will have a tendency to do after we listen is we'll say, oh, wow, this happened to me, or in my past experiences, I've been able to do this. What I want us to do now is go, wow, you know what? What does scripture say about that? Who do we know in the Bible that addressed that? I want us to constantly, while we are approachable, I want our resource to be scripture, to be rooted out of scripture. So, I'm sorry?
I didn't say a word. I was listening.
Oh, no, I thought, never mind, I'm hearing this. So I definitely want what we share with other people, I want its foundation to be scripture. But what I don't want is for us to have interpreted the scripture to make it applicable to a particular situation. So it may be that you allow them, that you both go on a scriptural journey. Like, you know what? You know, this is an issue of joy, or this is an issue of trials and tribulations. let's you know, over some coffee, let's see what three scriptures say about that, or, you know, who in scripture ever dealt with that and how did they deal with it? I want us to address it more from that perspective. And it may be that the same type of scenarios continue to come before you, and your response may be to text them three or four scriptural things, or to text them some, you know what, I found this crossword puzzle. Overseer had this crossword puzzle, and it was in this case, and I could see it all the time. I think it said, be still and know that I'm God, or be still, or something to that effect. And I just wanted to see it. And so Meg, then someone, you know, later on gave me some pictures where they had actually used, I want to say, painting or coloring as a form of therapy. And so they took one of these Christian paintings and they just colored it as a form of relaxation. You may create your own that's based off of whatever scripture you, Holy Spirit is dealing with you all about, and you may create that and move forward.
So then that counts as one contact then if we send a text message?
Well, now, I would like it to be more, I want them to hear your voice. So if you leave them a voice message.
Okay.
If you know, if you send a card, that can be a part of a contact. How is that?
Okay.
But definitely the goal for that particular assignment is to connect with people, to connect with people that, you know what, people go all day sometimes, more than just a day, and no one has reached out to them, that they've not heard another person's voice, you know, out for them. They may have heard the television or radio or something, but not someone personally. They've not heard the comfort of another human's voice. And I just believe our words have power. The Bible says that the power of life and death is in the tongue. So your assignment is to create life moments with people.
Oh, okay.
I have another question, if that's okay.
Yes, please. Of course. That's what this is for.
So for each person that you
mm-hmm.
are coming to contact with, we are
mm-hmm.
to write down and what we said or did for them. And we're supposed to do that for 100 different individuals, or can some of them we maybe talk to, like you say, once a week, the same person once a week for 8 weeks? Or
you do not have to do this for 100 different individuals. The whole goal is just to create a tracking system. So, you know, yours may be with the same 5 people. You know, the Lord may have you on assignment, you know, for the next 10 weeks with these 5 people, and you create life moments with them. You create, I don't know how long it takes to drink a cup of coffee, but let's say it takes 5 minutes. You may schedule a coffee with me and him, you know, him being God, and just over a cup of coffee, a little virtual chat over a cup of coffee, just to be available, just to hear what someone is saying. It may simply be, I just called to see how you are doing, and I really don't want, I'm fine isn't an answer. Really, how are you?
Okay.
Maybe you leave Maybe you leave a song on their voicemail. And the song just speaks the peace of God. Maybe you leave them a prayer. Maybe you just, maybe you've created some scriptural feet and you want them to remember that their steps are ordered by God, and you just mail them some scriptural feet and tell them your steps are ordered by God. And I speak peace on your journey. Your options are endless. Holiday is coming. Maybe it's someone you know and you go, you know what, I'm going to bake, little miniature loaves of bread. And I'm giving each person a whole loaf, doesn't matter the size, because I want you to stop breaking off the word of God. I want the word of God tells us to eat the whole loaf. And we have become satisfied with crumbs. So I want you to create appetite for the whole loaf. And so you just send a loaf of bread that you baked. I don't know. Banana nut bread or something. And, you know, you put some scripture on it. The scripture says, "Go taste and see that the Lord is good." And so, you know, you send them something that speaks to the sweetness of the communion. Maybe you have communion with them. You do a virtual communion. Or you break bread together.
Maybe I have,
yes.
I do a family chat room.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's it can be one family group sometimes in the chat, you know. So and basically I created it because the two remaining matriarchs of our family, you know, amid the pandemic, are not getting to see people, and for that reason they get to see what's going on with their siblings' children and their grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And they may have a chat with one of the siblings' members this night, and then they'll have a chat with another section of the family another night. But typically it's just once a week that, you know, that this kind of chat goes forth. We make sure that there's scripture, and we make sure that we're praying for them as well. But, you know, a lot of laughing pretty much is what happens in the chat room, you know, trying to catch up. Does something like that count?
Absolutely. I want to encourage you to obviously continue to do that within your family structure. But I can think of some people I would love for you to do that with. I just lost his name. Minister Dominique. What is that little girl's name?
Little girl.
OMG. I could see her face. No. Kennedy's grandbaby.
Janelle.
Yes, it just left me. But you know, and obviously I'm just making up people, but you know, a Minister Hearn, while she may not be able to see it, maybe you send her a talking card.
I probably would have to do that. I did try and reach out in phone conversation, but that's a little hard.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen now for real, trust me. But, you know, something like that is phenomenal. That's what this is about. It is creating life moments with people who have been cut off from living, who have been cut off from life. You know, maybe people go, you know, that's not my cup of tea. And maybe you work on a cancer unit or on a burn unit in a hospital, and you just leave some cards there. Or a nursing home, and, you know, you just drop off a pair of socks for 27 residents that have scriptures, giant scriptures written, super big, stuffed in them. You know, maybe you do something for the staff. I want us to create, I want us as essential life coaches, ministering in the midst of these spiritual responders, thank you. I want us to begin to infuse the environment around us with the grace anointing that's upon us and in us. There's so much word in each one of you, and there are people that are dying because they don't hear the word that's in you.
Oh my.
Okay. And so the creativity that you will release that word in will change people's lives. It really will change their life. And that's really what this assignment is for. I don't want somebody, I don't want it to become so laborious or so detail oriented where it's like, oh, she said, it's not to be a ritual. You may be able to say, look, this is what I did. Some of it was confidential, but this is the baseline for what I did, and that's it. Because what's more important to me is the actual work, not how you write it up and present it to me. Now, there's just some things in order to give you credentials that we have to do. We have to do so many hours and things of that nature. But we know how to make that work. But I want you to become mindful. Lord, put on, put off. What is it? You gave me this whole armor of God. So for some of you, you have to implement the whole armor of God in your curriculum for Christ. Because in order for me to do the next stage in my process, my armor needs to fit differently. Okay, and so as a result of my armor needing to fit differently, there are some things I need to put off. Those things may not be bad. They may not be inappropriate. They're just not needed for this next leg in our journey. And so therefore, we're trying to put the armor on over some old wineskins. So you just got to take them off. Like, okay. Lord didn't say get rid of it. He just said put it off and put this on. You still wearing teeth. You just going to wear it like this time.
Wow. One more question. I do, I also lead a chat room for coworkers because we're working virtually. So the conversations we would get to have individually, you know, personally on the job, we don't get to have those anymore. So I also lead a chat room for coworkers. I wanted to see if that kind of counts because we do pray for each other and put our concerns out there, you know, amid COVID and everything. Does something like that count?
That is phenomenal. Document the creative anointing that he has given you by which you accomplish these things or by which you do these things because it will become a resource for others. So document it.
Okay.
This is gonna be kind of like a prophetic art type of thing. Only the art is your creativity. The prophetic aspect is you really have to tune in to hear God in this moment for whom he's sending you. And then you create this wonderful, you know, conversation with Christ that's tailor-made for all these different people.
Okay.
So you're going to document your creative methodology.
Apostle, this is Pastor Loach. I have two questions.
Yes, Pastor.
Hi. I am so glad. Thank you. I appreciate the understanding that you gave of the creative. So I'm really excited about it now that I understand what you want. That is so exciting to me. Yeah. So with that, Evangelist Katie was asking, I was going to ask, is this also will be appropriate on today on my job, the principal asked me to take on a young lady. She's an honor student, 11 years old, and she's like just kind of giving up the COVID or whatever's going on. She just given up, and she's failing, and she's a top honor student. And when I started with her today, I believe the Holy Spirit told me instead of going to the just going to work with her, just talk to her to see how she feels and just kind of go in. And I did, and I can see the tears start to come up in her eyes. So with this, you give this understanding. Now I kind of feel weight, not just to go to her academically, knowing that we can't do church, but yet, as you say, to let her know she's important, to give her some encouragement, kind of give her some of the light, stuff like that. Well, can I do that? Because the reason I'm asking, being that it's state, you can't give scripture, but I do see where ministry, you can minister to her.
You can give scripture without ever quoting a scripture.
Okay,
and that's
I got you.
What you will, Holy Spirit will teach you how to be, not do. But that's
okay.
How Holy Spirit, that's how he, you're about to develop curriculum for Christ, and you could develop a whole curriculum without ever using John 3:16, that never has to be written in your curriculum, but it is demonstrated. It is the very fabric that your curriculum is woven with. It is the very fabric that creates your curriculum. It is foundational, and so every activity speaks to it without ever saying or writing down, you know, the goal for today is to understand, you know, Jesus died for you. If I help you identify who you are, because I'm going to tell you who you are in Christ, and what is it that they're doing with the schools, the PBIS for each month, whether it's responsibility or self-respect, or they have these little buzzwords each month that they make the children recall. So you have your little buzzword. You can give it whatever acronyms you want. And so if it's trustworthiness, then you give that based off of the concept of scripture.
Yes. Yeah.
You got it.
Oh, thank you, because I asked the principal, why are you giving me this young lady? I don't know her at all. She's not in any of my classes. And the principal told me she needs love.
Amen.
She needs to be loved on. So now, okay, I'm really excited. And then my second question is, you did say, you made it plain that some of us came in on different times with the homework. So I didn't know anything about the curriculum of emotional healing and the case study dealing with biblical characters. Do you want us to go back and do those?
Yes, those individuals that came in, you know, at the various times, there's some things you will go back and do, but I'm not concerned right now about us going back to do something, because for you, it'll come around differently. So everybody, if you were here for this unit that started in September, I believe it started, then what you will want to do is you would want to do, well, actually the curriculum of Christ is something that probably came about in the steps. I think we did that around the 14th or so. You want to begin to build upon it. And again, your curriculum is going to look like whatever it is Christ needs you to communicate to somebody else about him.
Okay.
And then
I understand.
About them. And you can do all that without ever using scripture.
Amen.
So
thank you.
That's going to bring me to my pleasure. That's going to bring me to my next point. And you may never use scripture, but you may use something called soul crisis decrees. or affirmations. Evangelist Katie will prefer to hear the word affirmation. But never, whether you want to call it soul crisis, decrees, soul crisis, affirmations, whatever you want to call it, each of you are going to be responsible for creating about 10 to 25 of them. And so an example of a soul crisis decree and or affirmation would look like what, anybody? Oh, I know a better way to do this for you all. I'm going to use something that we talked about already. Let me find that Search for Significance book that says, I am deeply loved. What's another one? So it may be that someone needs to know. That they are a new creature. Now, we know the scripture, therefore any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become brand new. That's giving them the scripture. What's the soul decree for either their mind, body, soul, or mind for that? You may want them to understand that their past does not have any power in their future. And they just have to begin to decree that. Your past, you're not going to give your past any power in your future. You may want them, I'm trying to think of some of my soul decrees. You may want them to, begin to, I refuse to empower my offenders. So those people that have offended me, I am not going to empower them by not forgiving them. Okay.
I gotta think. I thought I had some written down.
Anybody, what's the soul decree?
What is a soul decree?
Right. I'm trying to think of
the covenants, I would say, covenants that we make in our soulish realm.
Oh, definitely. Okay, you're defining it. And that's fine as well. You know, one of the ways you guys can create some soul decrees, I do love God. Let me... Oh, well, I got to find where I put my pen. Is you can look at my identity in Christ. You can pull some of them from my identity in Christ and who I am, because depending on who you're talking to, some of those are applicable. And so if you're talking to a believer, it's okay to use scripture. Even if you're talking to someone that isn't a believer, there are still some things that are in scripture that are applicable. And so I would definitely encourage you all to look at the My Identity in Christ and the Who I Am. And that should help you with some soul decrees. And your soul decrees are just, you're going to put them in your curriculum. And okay, so somebody said, I will listen before I judge. That's a phenomenal one. That's a phenomenal one. I'll be patient. I am guilty. Oh, of not being patient. Let me be clear. I'll do all I can to live in harmony with my brother or sister. Or, okay, overseer says she'll do all she can to live in harmony with her environment. Hey, Lord Jesus. That, I just want to go on record. I didn't say that. But anyway, they used on the Friday class, they used a book called 25 Powerful Promises from God. And it is a phenomenal book. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. Par excellence. And I believe that that is a book that you all would be able to utilize in creating your curriculum for Christ. One, it just talks about every promise that God has made to us. And sometimes people just, you know, need to be reminded of that, but they also need to be reminded up from a theological perspective why God made that promise and why it is not predicated upon us doing anything but receiving it. And so while, yes, there are some promises that are conditional, there's just simply some promises that are because he is. And so that is a good resource, definitely a good resource.
Lisa Arthur?
No, I can't hear whoever just said something.
Hi, this is Loretta. I was just wondering, who is the author of that book?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's called 25 Powerful Promises from God, and it is by Mike, M-I-K-E, I'm going to spell his last name, S-H-R-E-V-E, S-H-R-E-V-E.
Okay, thank
you. And it has about 7,500 promises that it just kind of gives you some just scriptural history of, and I think that it causes you to go on a journey of scripture for yourself. So that you understand something. I know it was doing this book that I had a different appreciation for the rainbow. Even though I always knew, you know, it originated with God, but when I just kind of did a natural and a spiritual comparison of the journey of the rainbow, I could understand why the enemy needed to take it. And yet it still doesn't change the power of God for it and in it. So it's a good book. It's a good book. I definitely recommend it as a resource. I don't want everybody just to go out and buy it because we said it. But if, you know, you sense that this is something that could benefit you, then by all means. Again, for some of you on the line, you could write something just like this, or you probably have written something like this. And so I definitely, this is just a resource to pull from, but I want you to pull from the greater resource, which is the Holy Spirit in each of you. So a soul decree is I'll never give up. I acknowledge the divine timing of God. Okay, I you know, there's actually no failure, because in reality, even the things that I think, you know, I messed up or I failed in, They're not even failures because I can look at them as teaching opportunities. And if I look at it as a teaching opportunity, then I didn't fail. But anyway, is any of this helpful for you all?
Yes.
Wonderful. Does anybody have any questions? I don't want you guys to call and say, now, what was the homework? Your assignment is to connect people to Christ in the midst of their crisis. Your assignment is to hear them and hear him. I love it. Our assignment is to hear without judging, hear without having something to say. Because if you hear and you have something to say, then you haven't heard. Because that means we were making assessments while they were talking. Trust me. Guilty. Anybody, and so the other area that I didn't speak on, and we will talk about it definitely when we come back together, but I definitely want each person to begin to look at some different emotional wheels. You definitely want to have two or three different types of emotional wheels, and what you will eventually do is create your own, but you definitely want you want to reflect on two or three different kinds of emotional wheels. And this, in the process, you really get caught up on that assignment, and it really, really begins to speak to you. You can take it even further by beginning to look at what we call some emotional pain charts. And so remember I said your emotional scars, I was asking you guys, let me look and see where I talked about emotional scars. Okay, your emotional scars, I asked you to put them on some Band-Aids because you're going to eventually put them on a body. You're going to get a body, and you're going to begin to look at the body, and you're going to, what you're going to do with your emotional pain chart is begin to look at Our shoulders represent our ability to carry and experience different kinds of things. It's attached to our some of the burdens and our mindset. And so as we begin to look at shoulder pain or discomfort, look at, are there some burdens that I am carrying, and I was not meant to carry them. I am anointed to cast them. My burdens and my cares, I'm anointed to cast them unto the Lord. So if I have discomfort in that area, and while there clearly could be some physical reason for them, I have a spiritual responsibility of addressing some spiritual and emotional and psychological aspects. And so I may need to look at that. But again, that's what we're going to do when we come back. I'm just giving those of you who are probably done with everything, Minister Brenda, just somewhere to begin to start, get that super long paper out and begin to trace the bodies and the parts and all that great stuff. And, you know, I'm just suggesting. As we deal with some heart issues along our journey, begin to, put those Band-Aids over our heart and talk about the things that's breaking and piercing our hearts. and the hearts of people that put them in crisis. More people today have headaches and tension and things like that. Well, why? Let's begin to look at some of the things that's taking place that causes that and what scriptures remedy it. I've also in this have just given you insight into the upcoming unit. Can you imagine what all this looks like pulled together? I'm going to stop now because if you know me, I can keep going.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
My cup is full.
I get excited. I get so excited. It's like, oh, yeah, we could do this then. So I have to literally stop because I'll be listening and going, oh, and what about this and what about this? And everything the Lord say, I don't supposed to be repeating.
Wow.
Let me just hear you all. Any questions, comments, concerns, suggestions, input? I am going to actually walk away from all this stuff so that I don't keep going. If I go into another thing, I'm
going to
stop.
Yeah, I'm already going to have to re-listen to this.
Oh, about three times, I think.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Sister Loretta, anything?
Not at the moment, hopefully.
You got this, you got this. Evangelist LaJean, anything?
I have to just listen to it so everything can kind of like marinate or.
Okay.
Because it's a lot, but it's a good lot.
Amen. Okay.
Yeah.
Evangelist Katie, anything?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Minister Brenda, anything?
I'm full.
So there are about five other people on the line that haven't said anything. And so we want to give opportunity for you. Your phones are not on mute. You can feel free to share if you have any questions. I definitely want to acknowledge that you're on the line. I'm sorry, Pastor DeLoach, anything?
Oh no, I'm just feasting. I'm just feasting.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, amen. My prayer for you all is that, you know, over these next few weeks or several weeks that you embraced the opportunities that will come your way, and that as you embrace those opportunities to have life moments, to create life moments with people, that because our tongue, the power and life of death is in our tongue, may you create life. And as we create it, even though he is the giver of life, may every breath that you breathe be that ruha, that breath of God that is released from you to somebody else. We were talking about in this season, in this Jewish year, it's the year of the mouth, and we got these masks on and all this good stuff, and it's like Holy Spirit has these guards over our mouths, and yet it isn't that our mouth has been shut or closed because we can still speak. It's just that we have a filter. It's these super cool filters. So may the Holy Spirit be these filters over our mouth, and what he allows to come out, may it create a harvest of peace, of joy, of mercy, of gratefulness, of fruitfulness. May each of you have the seed in your mouth that can bring forth the harvest in somebody else's experience. It's my prayer for each of you. So I love you. I have enjoyed sharing with you all and just learning and gleaning from what you all have brought from the table, the challenges, how you all have challenged me. I am so grateful that my ceiling is you all's floor, yesterday somebody prayed that God take me higher so they can go higher. And I just kind of laughed like, no, I'm going higher because you all are standing up. And so because you all are standing up, it's pushing me over to where I need to be, but so that more importantly, it's creating space for where each one of you all are going. So I have enjoyed being you guys' servant. And let's see, happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, Blessed New Year, and everything in between, okay?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, happy anniversary. Welcome that new spouse and them babies and, you know, increase in your job. All of that great, 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 phenomenal stuff. But in all of those phenomenal things that lie before you all, happy new you. All right?
Amen.
Blessings. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.